my lady, which used to be on the patio. So this is her little arbor, which I think is quite sweet. And this, of course, when I hang my washing out, and we've got these constant gardener roses, which are always lovely.
Oh, why are they called Constant Gardener?
I don't know, Constant. That's after that book, I think, The Constant Gardener. I don't know. And this is where we put the dogs if we don't want them in the garden, but we want them outside. And this gets all the morning sun, so they lie out there in the morning sun and they're quite happy.
Hmm.
And then at least you know what they're doing and what they're up to.
And these are cooking
this
apples.
This is Bramley's, the Bramley apple.
Do you cook much?
I do a lot. I store them, I wrap them all in newspaper and store them, and I give a lot away. The majority of my friends end up with a big thing of them.
Do you know, it was weird. I hadn't thought about cooking apples for years and years, and then I woke up one night, or one morning, having had a dream about when you used to bake the cooking apples with
apples.
Raisins.
Yeah.
And then didn't tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
Went to dinner at someone's house that night. And for the first time in their life, they decided to make baked apples with raisins and cinnamon.
God,
this is the strangest. They'd never made it, never had it before. It was really nice as well, but it was very peculiar.
That's exactly what
I've
I
never
did
had
with
them
those.
Anywhere else in my
really?
Life either,
really?
As far as I know.
Well,
I don't
it's very
think so.
British. Grandma loves them.
Oh.
So then we come round here to the secret garden that you've got there.
Well, I don't need it now.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'll do this. Thank you.
This is a bit of a jungle, as you can see. I really love it, and it's very peaceful and everything in here. And I always have a main thing in the middle. Last year I had the knockout dahlia here, and it was everyone that came in went wow. But this year I decided to put this beautiful. Beautiful thing here. So
what is it?
It's you've made me forget. It's the champagne. I can't believe I forgot.
Like a lily leaf.
No. It's called Summon Substance, and it's a hosta. Some and Substance, a particularly big one with large leaves, and the slugs don't eat it, which is why I like it. And you can't get through there anymore because it's just ridiculous. Dad made me this lovely thing here, and it works from solar panel, and you're meant to just press it and the water comes out and not. But there's something wrong with a pump, damn it, so we can't do anything about it till the winter. We did try and fix it, but we've now got to wait. So that's a shame, because that was just really nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then you got the wire on the hedge so the dogs can't get out.
Yeah.
Do they run away otherwise?
No. Well, they would chase pheasants and things through that way. But we can leave the gates open and they never go out there much at all. That Poppy will occasionally wander out, get shouted at. We've planted a lot of these trees on ourselves. This one here was a present from Julian Leonard Gross for my 60th birthday. It's called the Cornus tinensis, and it's famous for these bracts, which are nearly dead now, but they eventually would get covered in them, and they're not flowers, but they're called bracts. This is the first year they've appeared, so I was really pleased. This was in the secret garden, and I moved it this last spring, and the roots were enormous, and I hacked through them, and I didn't think it would survive.
How wiggly it is.
It's a twisted hazel.
Huh.
Twisted copper
hazel.
It
looks like something from Harry Potter.
It's incredible, and it has pink catkins, which are really lovely, but it seems happy. This is Paul Scarlet. We only planted this last winter. No, the winter before.
Right.
It has lovely pink, double red
its
flowers.
Its name is Paul
Scarlet. Which is why we've grown it. These Werrel here.
What's this one?
It's a sort of birch, silver birch.
Do you get any birds in there?
Oh, yes, every year. These are always filled with blue tits,
Well, and what's this?
I don't know, actually. That was here when we came.
Hmm.
And this is a poplar of some sort. This one's also full. This is dying. This is a rowan. They don't really like the wet. And one or two of my friends have got one. They're also dying. So we've got to accept it.
What's this?
That's Escalonia. This is a cornus.
Well, is this going to grow with trees all around it?
Well, actually, it's three times as big as it was a couple of years ago. It was awful before, and it just does its thing. I mean, it just fills the gap, so it's a lot bigger. No, it's not a tree, it's a Cornish bush. And this is, we planted this about 3 years ago. It's meant to smell of, what's that sponge sugar that you get in?
Candy floss.
Candy floss. It doesn't, but people keep telling me it does. I know, this is a sort of lilac. This is my wild bit in here.
Oh, yeah.
Which, at the moment, it's also a dump. It's also our bonfire, but we haven't lit it because we've got grass snakes in there.
Oh.
And slow worms.
Oh.
And these nettles, if you watch what you're doing, this is where we had all the lovely caterpillars last year. But so far, they haven't appeared. But we have got ladybird larvae. There's a ladybird larvae. They're not as attractive as ladybirds, are they? No, they're not at all. But they eat all the green fly. So I don't spray anything. I let them do their job. But I'm disappointed that there are no caterpillars on it this year. It was heaving last year. But then there are very few butterflies around at the moment, so maybe it's just a bit early.
Do you know, I just learnt where the word bonfire comes from. Today.
Fire. No, what is it?
They used to burn bones.
Oh, really?
And so it means bone fire. I don't know why they used to burn bones, but apparently that's where it comes from.
I learned about ladybird the other day.
Where did that come from?
That comes from the Virgin Mary. Our Lady's bird, and it's made seven spots on it. It's meant to represent seven stages of the cross or some such thing. I don't know. It's all to do with the Virgin Mary. And we leave this open. I was tempted at one point to have a hedge here, but, you know, the cows and the view.
Yeah, it's nice. That's a good tree out there as well, isn't it?
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
I love trees like that.
We have
some of those where we play disc golf. Sometimes I go with my friends to play disc golf. And there are some trees like that.
I always love. Yeah. I do. I absolutely adore them.
Oh, and then this is a wildflower bed,
and it's amazingly full of different grasses and tiny little flowers. And some I've planted myself, and mostly they've just appeared.
Oh.
Now, one thing when you have a wildflower meadow, one thing you should have is yellow rattle, because it suppresses the grass. And I pinched some from somebody and scattered it about, and had very little hope of it doing anything. And then I found a little clump of them the other day.
It suppresses the regular
grass so that the wildflowers can come through. Otherwise, the grass can be a bit too much. And I'm a clue now where it was. It was here somewhere. This is knapweed, which has just come through on its own.
I feel terrible walking.
I know, I'm the same. I hardly ever come in here for that reason. I don't know where it is. It was just there somewhere. I was really excited about it.
What does it look like?
It's yellow.
Is it this thing?
That's it.
Oh.
That's the one. That yellow rattle. Because it rattles. See the seeds?
Oh, yeah.
It's a parasite. It's parasitic on the grass.
Oh.
I'm really pleased that I've got some. And I shall take these little seeds and scatter them. Look at that. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. It looked like... Yeah.
Maybe I'll get some more.
Huh. And so you put it everywhere and it just grew up there?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that stuff over there?
The purple?
No, this stuff.
That's knapweed. Oh, that's clover, red clover, but it's just gone to seed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's sort of... had it. This was a mass of lady's smock in the very early spring, which is a lovely pink flower called lady's smock or cuckoo flower. It comes at the same time as a cuckoo. And it likes a heavy soil, and it was just everywhere.
That's beautiful. What's that one?
That's Sweet William. I planted that. Well, actually, it seeded itself, and every year it comes back.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's
like the prettiest thing you have here.
I know. It's lovely. It's not a wild flower, but it is a cottage flower, and the same with this. It seeded itself in the compost that I put around there.
And then what's this red one?
That, in fact, is something called Nautia macedonia. It's a sort of scabious, and I planted that because it was self-seeding all over my secret garden, and I rather like it, and the bees adore it.
Oh.
I've got one or two of them over there. There's another one.
And you got a bit of that white clover as well.
Yes, with a lot of white clover.
I remember eating that.
I was sucking it and there's another little yellow flower thing there. And there are lots of different grasses as well, which you probably aren't aware of. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not.
Oh, look, there's a caterpillar on there.
Hey.
I wonder what that is. It's all fascinating stuff.
Look at that weird bug.
Thank you very much,
had
dog.
Flies, had wings.
No, there's massive. If you just can spend ages just looking. There's one chap who just has spent about 20 years examining 1 meter of grassland.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Patience. And actually, these ones here, I actually pinched from the side of the road, these ones, and put them out. I think it's
Sweet
Sicily.
Oh, well, I love
Sicily.
That stuff.
Gorgeous, and I want more of it. I think that's Sweet Sicily. Yeah. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not cow parsley or anything, because that's been and gone.
Yeah. It's nicer
I've
than that.
I've got a few clumps of that, and I should just keep adding to it. We cut this lot in about August, late August, and then just leave it on the ground for it to seed, and then we clean it up, and then I don't touch it again until the following August, basically.
Super.
So I really like this, and I often just come and see there's lots of little butterflies and lace wings and all sorts of things. Seem to like it, yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. There we go.
And so they're going to come and...
They're going to come and see if I get my badge. It helps if you've got a pond, and I don't really have a proper pond. Oh. That's because that really brings in wildlife. This poor little hedge here, ewe does not like wet water, and it drains into this, and they all died. So I've been replanting with hornbeam.
I don't even think I like this.
Well, it's wonderful if it's green. You can cut it into a nice hedge. Oh, and the idea was to provide some sort of a shelter for the... The garden. Yeah. If it's green, it's nice, and it gets.
Yeah. Otherwise, it looks like an old Christmas tree.
I know. It's a shame.
Yeah. Do you get many blackberries off this stuff?
Well, we do get some, but I do hack it back a bit. See, these will all be blackberries.
Blimey, now you've got to watch out for that gate. You can't put your hand on there and close it because it.
Yeah, and our compost bins. I do get a making a lot of compost from there. We had a little robin's box round here, which was full last year, but I'm not very sure. There's a nest in there, but I haven't seen anything going in, so I've no idea whether they've been or gone.
Is it a box specifically for robins?
Yes, specifically. Robins
Why,
have an
do
open...
They like?
Oh, they like an open thing. They don't like a wee hole like a blue tit. In fact, we had a robin's nest. We had this, and there was a robin nesting in an old flower pot on its side like that. Yeah.
It's like giving a kid a present and letting
play
them play
the
in the box.
I know, it's quite funny, isn't it? And went to a talk. No, I tell you, that's not quite true. I was talking to a chap who grows a lot of dahlias, and I said to him I was a bit anxious because my dahlia tubers were now so huge that I had to dig a gigantic hole every year to put them in. And he said, oh, you don't do that. You get rid of those old ones. And what you do is you take cuttings, and then on the second year, then they produce these lovely plants, and you've got rid of that old tuber. It's probably full of disease. And, oh, gosh, right, show me what to do. So he showed me what to do. And then about 2 weeks later, we had a dahlia grower, very, very well known, who grows amazing dahlias. And he came, and he showed us how to take cuttings. And it was sort of different from this other guy. He said, we did... like 150,000 of these a year. And he said, if I was doing it like they do on the television, where they take a knife and they cut very carefully and they take this off and they trim the edge and the rubbish just goes snap, 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 pull them off, stick them in the stuff, shove them to one side, that's it. So I had a go and I ended up with 36 dahlias that all rooted. So I'm now inundated with dahlias, never mind the ones that are in the garden.
Oh, so which ones are they?
These are all
that's these
cuttings
dark
this
ones.
Year, all of them. And all these, some are dark and some are green, and I've forgotten the name of half of them. And then I've got loads in pots, actually, out here, and some in the garden, and some in the...
Oh, you have it in memory of Jeff Froud.
Yeah.
And your greenhouse.
He gave me the money for it.
Who gave you the money for
it? Jeff Froud, when he died. He left me...
He gave you the money for that plaque?
No, he just gave me the money for the greenhouse.
Oh.
He left me some money when he died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he gave me, I think it was £1,500
or something.
Was
this your greenhouse that got smashed up in
that
the...
That's at Higher Tottenham. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that you had one here that got mashed up in a fire.
No, it was at Higher Tottenham. Oh. And when we came here, I said I wanted a greenhouse that wouldn't get smashed up.
Right.
This is a very, very strong one.
Yeah, it looks good. I like the window openings.
Yeah, brilliant. And when he left me the money, I said I think I want to buy a greenhouse. So Dad
good.
Had this made so we could remember him.
Super.
Yeah, I don't know why he left me some money.
It's because you did everything for him,
I suppose.
Because you're nice.
So there we go. So this is basically my vegetable garden, but I've actually started growing some flowers for the first time this year because two people Three people asked me to grow some flowers, two for weddings, one we've just been, one is the middle of July, and the other one is for the flower show. They want, not flower show, they, flower show, they want lots and lots of bunches of flowers. And so I took some last year and helped to make them, and I produced more than anybody else. So this year I thought I'd better grow some specially for them. Oh. And as I had more dahlias than I knew what to do with, so I'm actually struggling now to find enough space to grow more lettuces, etc.
Can I ask, these are carrots. Why do they always?
These are carrots.
Why do they flop over?
They flopped over because they've been covered, because to stop the carrot fly, and I only took the cover off yesterday.
There's a carrot fly.
It's
not a very which eats dynamic
something
name.
For every single vegetable that demolishes it. There's the leek moth. There's the carrot fly.
So what have we got here? Lettuce.
Beetroot. Carrots, spinach, which is what you ate for lunch.
Okay. Oh, is
more
it? I thought that was just lettuce.
No,
we just
No,
lettuce.
In that pie was spinach.
Oh, did you make that pie?
Yes.
Very nice.
And this is the bigger beetroot, which were planted before then. That one there's ready for eating. These were the first carrots, and I've started eating them. We had them for lunch the other day. These are two lots of parsnips, one first lot, one second lot, because actually the first lot didn't do very well. It was a funny old spring. Everyone struggled to get things going. It was very warm, but the ground was still cold.
What's that random thing?
This is a verbena hastata, which seeds itself all over the place.
Hmm.
I'm always pulling them up. But so I just leave them because they look quite pretty and it attracts the bees.
Well, there's a little carrot at the end. Do you still do the honey carrots? Remember, you used to do carrots with a honey glaze and a little...
Oh, yes, yes. So gorgeous,
nice.
Yeah.
Can I eat that carrot?
Let me just knock that one. I'll find you a better one.
I like how they're poking out.
When I'm watering them, I just pull them up and eat them. But they're so close together, they're actually quite difficult to get up.
Well, don't worry then.
No, you
the
must have one.
The dog used to dig them up
yes,
and eat them.
Yes, she does. I just watered it once. Yes, I was just standing and munching away on a carrot. The dogs dig them up, dam them, and they stand here looking at me, so please let me have one.
Thank you.
And when the kids come, if I can time it properly, then they eat all the peas, but I'm not quite sure if they'll be ready. Here are my courgettes.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever do that thing with courgette flowers where you...
I don't, because it means having a big thing of oil, and I just don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of deep fry them.
Really, you had
don't...
that deep fryer
I know,
that sat in
I
the
did.
Utility room with oil in it.
We
used it once every 4 years
I
or
know.
Something.
I just can't bother with it now.
You want a bite?
Nothing.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I know, it's lovely. Now, you see, this is on here because of the leek moth. They demolish the leeks. They absolutely... obliterate them, so they have to be kept covered.
I think you told me Dad was building this at
yes,
one point.
Yes, he did. And these are some marigolds that are very good for...
I'm sorry, so why don't you have everything covered up like this?
Because you don't want everything covered. It would cost me a fortune and you couldn't get to it. And
oh, okay.
I just move this around. Some people do have their whole gardens covered, but I don't. Because generally you don't need it. I've got rust this year from these. Now, this is because we've had too much dry weather and too much wetness early on, so I've got rust. But the actual bulbs themselves will be fine.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were telling me...
I was just saying that,
leeks,
yes.
And lettuce.
This lot, these are broccoli and purple sprouting. Purple sprouting and kale. And these are marigolds for beauty and for salads and for birds and bees and things like that.
This
these
dog
are
wants
flowers
some carrot,
for some friends.
By the way.
She does. She's mad
she's
on them. I've got one blackcurrant bush which I wasn't going to grow, but I so adore blackcurrants and I've decided to do it. So they shouldn't have any on there, but they have, so I've let them grow. And this is more flowers for all these things I'm growing them for.
Oh.
Some potatoes and
peas. Yeah.
And these are my gooseberries, which have done very well this year.
Oh, they're
and
overflowing.
Autumn raspberries. I know. There's so this shouldn't be here. What do you think? It's growing up in the middle of everything. Here
you are, Darcy.
Poppy.
Good job, Poppy. I can't tell which one is really small until I see the smaller one, because they're both tiny.
These are Romanescos. These are cabbages, but I've just got to the stage where I'm fighting the caterpillar. That will have to be killed, so probably when I come back in a week, there'll be nothing left. Now, you see, probably they should be covered. You can spray them with a mixture of garlic and chilli.
Oh, these are sprouts, huh?
No, they're not sprouts. Oh, these are Romanesco. These are cabbages. Right. These are Romanesco cauliflowers. They're the green, funny shaped ones. But you see, this is now covered in caterpillars. They'll eat this damn thing while I'm gone. And every day I come and kill the caterpillars when I'm at home. There's one there. Damn it. I haven't seen any of that. Yeah, these are absolutely amazing. Well, actually, you had a bit for lunch, but they shouldn't have had. These sprouted too early because of the hot weather. Oh. These ones are not coming yet, which is good. This is Russian kale.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Which is fantastic. Called red boar.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you?
Whenever I see, well, if it's just red kale or anything, I'd try and buy that stuff. It's really nice.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that should last me well into the winter. Yeah. Runner beans, obviously. Some more lettuce. These, again, flowers for people. Mm. Probably won't do it again next year, but I'm doing it this time. And then the old broad beans, which will be ready to eat when I come back, which was one of our favourite broad
beans. Least favourite broad beans.
I didn't used to like it, but the first broad beans in parsley sauce are unbeatable as far as I'm concerned.
I always used to like the parsley sauce, and then we would usually have broad beans and parsley sauce with sausage.
Yeah, we did.
And so I used to just like the sausage and parsley sauce, but the I think the peas were my favourite, being able to go pick the peas. And then I remember the gooseberries a lot, but I never liked eating those except for that gooseberry fool.
I just come out and pick them. I really love them. Not much of a picture, does it? And in the middle of this is a dahlia, which is the most stunning dark purpley red flowers, which I usually pick and give to a friend of mine in the village because she loves them.
Oh.
They're just amazing.
This rhubarb always has such massive leaves. It looks like a jungle.
It does, doesn't it?
And then it's just this bit.
I know.
But so, remember I found that article years ago on where they grow rhubarb in basements in the north of England.
Yes, that's correct, and they do. Yeah, in Yorkshire, particularly.
Yeah,
in North Yorkshire,
literally in the basement, they put soil.
My dad did.
It's amazing.
My dad made this huge metal bunker with a huge metal lid, and you lifted it up, and all this rhubarb was growing up all pale and pink. Every year he grew it in this thing.
Well, I remember the bell, because I looked into it, because I said he'd had that thing in the garden, and I realised years and years I didn't know what it was.
It's over there.
And you said it was a rhubarb bell. But just the idea that you would literally grow it in your basement.
Yeah. They grow acres of it underground, in basements, as you say. But we always had, like, an old coal bunker.
One in there. You've got a bell in there.
No, I haven't.
Just a big pot?
I have a bit of broken pot. And I use that to shelter it in the spring when they're just starting to come up. I just use it rather than not use it. I use anything like that.
The leaves are so huge.
They're amazing, aren't they? They're poisonous.
Can you do anything? Oh, okay. No.
They're good for
you
the
compost. You could use them to poison somebody,
you can
but
use
not
them in the compost.
Mole.
I know they're everywhere. Oh. They're all through my vegetable garden.
I thought they were everywhere, but I hadn't seen them.
Yeah, and they go through all this
as
well.
What's that curved glass for?
That was from our old shower that broke, and we use it as a cloche to go on things to protect them in the spring when the winds are cold.
Never heard of that word.
Cloche.
Yeah.
A cloche is what you use to put
is
on things.
Is that a Scottish word?
No, it's a gardening word.
It sounds like you're drunk. That's why I asked if it was Scottish.
Now this is interesting. This is copper, and they've discovered that plants grown in copper do much better, and so that's why they used to use copper tools when they were in the olden days.
Oh.
Copper is very, very good for plants. Anyway, I was given it, so I've been growing some things. Yeah, absolutely. It's all a bit of a jungle at the moment, but I love the clematis. It goes mad, and we've got various birds' nests in there.
Oh.
Yeah. And a bird's nest up there. That had a little bird in it this summer.
Oh, in the bird house.
Yes, in the bird house. And under here, if you remember, we've got a septic tank thing.
No, I don't remember that.
Yes, it's a digester. And it digests all the stuff. It's a big thing, so that's...
Oh, I can hear it.
And then it sends out pure water.
Oh, I wondered what this thing was that moved down here.
I don't know, I never saw it. Probably a little vole thing.
They have poppies, I like poppies.
We've had some beautiful poppies. That one's called a ladybird poppy. And I first saw that growing in, what do you name?
Looks like a painting of a poppy.
Great Dixter, so I know, Great Dixter it was. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, that's the most poppy-ish poppy I've ever seen.
It is absolutely beautiful, the ladybird poppy. Oh. The first time I grew it, all my friends said, Morag, you've got to let me have the seed. And now all my friends grow it. It's absolutely delightful. I've got a lot in pots around here, but they're not in flower yet. Oh. And I love this thing. You either hate it or you love it. Yeah. And I love it.
Well, we have those in San Francisco. We have things
probably
that look
here
very...
somewhere. Yeah.
My neighbour's garden is full of them.
Yeah.
People, I think those kind of succulent things do well.
These are called aeoniums, but it's called blackhead.
Oh, and the pear. Yeah. Actually, I take it back. The pear was my favourite thing in the garden.
They were wonderful.
And you can't get them in it.
Can't you?
They just don't sell that
kind
of pear.
I adore them. To pick one off the tree is just divine.
I remember the crunch, the sound, biting
fantastic,
the top off.
Isn't it?
Yeah, definitely my favourite.
And they're much sweeter than you can buy in the shops. If you pick them when they're not ripe in the shops. So these are amazing alliums called Christophii, and I just grow them because they're so dramatic. No, not at all.
No, it looks spiky.
No, just they're everywhere. Mm. Amazing little things.
These are
all my dahlias, you see, in pots, because I've got no room for them now.
They don't look very exciting then until they flower,
Until they start flowering. This is the first one just coming now. I think this is something flame.
They look quite foreign. Where are they
very
from originally?
Very foreign, from Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a beauty called Purple Haze. It's a beautiful big purpley red thing. All sorts of nice things. That's my little pond over there with some fishes in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got some little fish. They were there when we came, actually. And about every 4 years, we have to clean, 3 or 4 years, I have to clean them all out because it was all horrible. Can you see them?
Yeah, I can see them.
Some of them are black and you don't see them. They start off black and then they go orange.
Lots of snails.
Yeah, to keep the water clean. These are snail eggs.
Oh. Huh. I don't think I've seen snail eggs.
Oh, haven't you? Yeah, they have snail eggs. Can you see them against the side? They plaster them on something and then they all hatch out.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Mm. Ordinary snail eggs don't look like that. These are water snail eggs.
Do the fish eat them?
Well, I'm assuming that they do, but...
I think they would just gobble them all
up.
Do you have to feed
you?
The fish?
I feed the fish daily, I don't want to think about it. See, here's some more ladybird poppies, but they're not out yet. I grow all these from seed. This was absolutely stunning this year. Just a mass of blue. Absolutely fantastic. Never seen it look so lovely.
Oh.
For ceanothus, it was just beautiful. Really lovely. And this is for my competition. I run a competition for the garden club every year where I buy, in fact this year I bought 60 fuchsias at that size. That's all you get is one little stalk with a few leaves on. And I give everybody one for them. They pay me £1. And then we have a competition on the 2nd of August. And the winner gets a voucher to spend in Castle Gardens. But we had £60 this year, so I shall have 3 prizes. I didn't win, but this is me hoping that in a month's time, we all judge each other's. Everyone goes, I give them all a thing, and you put a stone in. You get 6 stones, and you do 3, 2, and 1. And then we count all the stones. Yeah, no, it was good. It was so popular last year, so this year we have sold even more.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I love this. It's called Alstroemeria, and I think it's just absolutely gorgeous.
It looks like two different plants in one.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I've got 3 different colours. A little pink one over there, and then a dark red one in the vegetable garden. In the secret garden, sorry. Yeah. So there we go. It's all. You've seen it all now.
Well, there's a bird in the bird bath.
Yeah, do you know, last year, when we had that really hot spell, you couldn't see the water for birds.
Huh.
There were whole broods in there and others waiting to go, and I was filling it up 3 times a day.
Wow.
They were just emptying it with bird baths. They were just splashing everywhere. It was just wonderful.
That's funny. There's nowhere else for them to
go. No, it's really important to them. There was mostly starlings and sparrows, but they came in en masse each time. And the sparrows were all around the outside waiting for the starlings to go. and then I'd have to top it up, and then the sparrows would have a go. Huh. It was fantastic. Yeah. You get lawn blackbirds who just go in on their own, but the starlings and sparrows went in en masse, like a rug after a rugby game, yeah. You know. Let's get in the bath, guys. Yeah. Huh. They're really, really funny.
Beautiful. Mm. Thank you.
Not at all, thank you. This is a beautiful plant. It's dying, going back now, but it's called this particular peony. It's been absolutely beautiful. It was really huge. Really like it.
Everyone loves peonies.
They do. My early ones are bright red, and they're finished weeks and weeks ago, but these are much later, so I might get another one like that.
That's pretty, that blue.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got three different colours of delphiniums, but that's a particularly nice one.
And that white one's a lovely shape, the lilac and white ones.
They're gorgeous, aren't they? Campanulas.
Is that a foxglove?
That's a foxglove.
It's about the only plant I can remember the name of it.
Yeah, foxglove. The big bumblebees go in there because the weight of them brings it down and then they get to the... Oh. It's designed for bumblebees.
Was it in Chetnell that you had the... Snaps?
Snapdragon.
Yeah, I used to like those. Mm. They were pretty...
Well, that's what are growing in my vegetable garden.
Oh, okay.
Antirrhinums or snapdragons. Oh. Yeah. They're white, I'm growing for the wedding that's happening in July. Huh. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So these are these other ones that are a bit a different colour. They're Ruby Wedding. A bit different from those. But they do sell seed, as you can see. I didn't plant that one. Bastard, get it. And these are more of those Sweet Williams. I've got quite a few on the. In fact, I grew so many. I've put some down at the down at the village hall, and I put some in the sale yesterday. There's another one over there just coming out. Yes, and I love these agapanthus. I've got quite a few of these. This is a lovely white one, but I have some nice dark blue ones as well, which are not out yet. So, that's me showing off my garden. Thank you for looking.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, I do hope you get back done, St. Airy, if that's what you want to do. So.